Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Lamed, and we're starting the top line with the words of Yitzhak Gruba and Avil Tzur Sadaf. It's on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, about halfway through. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an aliyah. Now, we learned yesterday that bathing, although originally was asered, later on it was permitted to do so on Shabbos. Now, we're going to have a story about bathing, but in regards to a different aspect. Rav Yitzhak Gruba, all Mischim Rebbe, Rav Yitzhak Gruba went in to bathe with Rebbe, and Amr Lei asked him the following question: Mao mitan slochisa goya galta? Am I allowed to take a tzloiches, a jug, like a water bottle, if you will, of cold water and put it into the hot bath in order to warm it up? So Armalei told him, Haba goy natla, place it in a kli, meaning fill up a kli with hot water and then put your water bottle in there. And why is this permitted? Hinazis kikli sheni, now it becomes like a kli sheni, because if you take your water bottle and you put it directly into the mikvah, into the bath, that's a kli rishon, but by filling up a kli with hot water and then putting your water bottle into that, that's a kli sheni, it's not a problem. Now this whole discussion was taking place in a bathhouse. And what do we see about this? Rav Yaakov Bar Idi says, B'shem Rav Shuba Levi, Shailin Hilchas Amerchatz Beis Amerchatz, Halachas that have to do with a bathhouse are allowed to be asked and discussed in a bathhouse, Vilchas Beis Akise, Beis Akise, and Halachas that have to do with the bathroom are allowed to be asked and discussed in a bathroom as well. Hadar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, all Mischim Rav Meir. We also have a story with Rav Shimon ben Elazar who went to bathe with Rav Meir. Amrle, he asked him, Ma'u l'kaneach, am I allowed to dry myself with a towel? Amrle told him, Aser, it's Aser because of Schita. Then he asked him, Ma'u l'adiach, what about pouring water on the floor? Amrle, Aser, he told him it's Aser because maybe the floor is going to get smoothed and that's an issue of a Shavuah Gumais. Asking more, hold on a second, why can't Shmuel Shaul Rav? Didn't Shmuel ask Rav, Ma'u l'anais amen makam atonif? Is a person allowed to answer amen if it's a dirty place, like a bathroom? Vu amar Aser, and he says it's Aser to do so. And Rav continued telling him, V'Aser da'amr slicha Aser, if we were in this makam atonif, I wouldn't even be allowed to tell you that it's Aser to answer amen here, because that's discussing halacha in a bathroom. So you see over here, the ones not allowed to discuss bathroom-related halachas in the bathroom, or bathhouse-related halachas in the bathhouse. However, we have a different source for this. Ashkach Tana Tani, it was found that Tana taught, Shoyal in Hilchas Amerchas Amerchas, V'Hilchas Akise Beis Akise, one's allowed to ask bathhouse and bathroom-related halachas in those respective places, and they can be answered as well. And we continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said the people of Tveri were told when they ran this pipe of cold water through the Chamei Tveria that if this was done on Yontif, it's like water that was heated up on Yontif, and it's allowed to be used for drinking, but not for bathing. And that's what we quote in B'yomtif Cham Shochem B'yomtif Achulu. So now we clarify Cham Shochem B'yomtif V'chein Cham Shochem Me'erv Shabbos L'Shabbos, water that was heated up on Yontif, or water that was heated up before Shabbos and now it's on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel argue about this. Chana number one says Marchas Ben Panav Yad Raglav, that one's allowed to wash only their face, hands, and feet. And the other one says, Marchas ben kol gufay evarim evarim, the ones allowed to wash their entire body, as long as they do so limb by limb. Now, v'leyadin mana amardo, mana amardo, we don't know who holds what, and in Madu Tani Shmuel, from that which we have a different member of Shmuel, where he teaches beferush, Marchas ben panav yad raglav, the one can wash their face, hands, and feet. Have a rav du amar, it must be it's rav who says, Marchas ben kol gufay evarim evarim, the one's allowed to use his water to wash his entire body, as long as it's limb by limb. Now we have an interesting story. Chad Philosophias, Shaul bar Kapara, a certain philosopher as bar Kapara, and Avalet Shaul Levi Srisa. Avalet asked the same question to Levi Srisa. Mutter lishtais v'aser lirchaitz, water that was heated up on Yontif, one's allowed to drink it, but he's not allowed to wash himself with it. This is considered litzayrich gufay. Both of these things are for his body, drinking and washing. So as he only allowed to drink the hot water that was cooked on Yontif, but not wash himself off with it. So now listen to the response. Amr Lei, he responded to him. Im teres sris mechabek imishtacha, shema ena ralacha, if you see a sris, which is a man who can't have kids, can't even have relations, and you see him hugging your wife, perhaps that wouldn't be so bad for you. Maybe you wouldn't get upset. Amr Lei in. He says, yes, and most definitely would be upset. Amr Lei, so he asked him, Umechihu laklum, but this is not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen. He can't even have relations with your wife, so why would you be upset about that? Amr Lei, so responded, Shlai Tisparet, I don't want her to become a prutzo. Maybe now she's going to be more open to znos with a different man. So Amr Lei, he told him, V'hacha Shlai Tisparetzu, over here it's the same reason, so that there shouldn't be a pirtza. In other words, you're right. Even though both drinking and bathing oneself is considered Litzarech Gufay, we don't want there to be a pirtza. The people are going to end up using it for other things. Therefore, the Chum said, only drinking the water, no bathing with it. Now, Kimi Sheyatza, once this fellow left, Amroi Talmidov, his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, Lazed Chis Bakana, this guy you pushed away with a reed, meaning you were able to get rid of him easily with your answer. But Lanu Mat Meshiv, what do you answer us? We know that that's not the real answer. Amrulam, he told them, Valikvar Nemer, it already says in a Pasuk, Achashe Yachal Chol Nefesh, Hulavada Yasa Lachem, only something that's considered Achila Lachol Nefesh, that you're allowed to do. This is referring to Yomtif, and we learn from here that only cooking, which is a Davar HaShava L'chol Nefesh, is permitted. So food, eating, is considered Davar HaShava L'chol Nefesh. But bathing is not a Davar HaShava L'chol Nefesh. Not everybody needs to bathe. That's not considered a standard thing. Therefore, cooking water in order to drink it is permitted, but bathing in it is not permitted. And moving on to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said, Mulyar HaGarv Shaisu Menu B'Shabbos. And remember, there are two Mekalim that we mentioned. A Mulyar is like a large urn with a pocket on the side for coals, and an Antichi is the same, just with a compartment on the bottom for coals. And we had said that if this Mulyar was Garuf, if the coals were removed, so one could use the hot water water on Shabbos, but not with the antichi. The Gemara says, "Haim eino garuf loy." If the mulya was not garuf, so one's not allowed to drink the hot water from it. And why is that? So Amar Shayin, Shayin answers, "Bnei shagachal noyges begufay." That's because the coals are touching the urn itself, and this actually touches on an issue of hatmana, which means insulating. And we're going to see later on that a Mishnah only allows hatmana in a davar she'eino masif hevel, in something that's not going to increase the heat of the thing inside. But this is considered a davar hamasif hevel because the coals are touching the guf of the kli itself, and they're going to increase the heat, and therefore it's aser. Now we have a different answer. Amar Chanina b'Reid Rav Hillel, "Bnei shuruch nichnasas begufay v'kachal b'yrais." That's because since the coals are on the outside, the wind is able to blow onto them, and the coals are going to end up getting inflamed and become even hotter. And this is even if he was kaitem them, if they were covered with some ash, it's still aser. They have to be totally removed in order for it to be permitted. And here we have a third answer. That's because this mulyar is made up of many pieces that are glued together. And he's afraid that if the coals continue heating it up and there's no water in it, then the debuk, the glue, if you will, that's connecting all the pieces is going to get worn away and his whole mulyar is going to fall apart. Therefore, he's going to add water into it to prevent it from falling apart. And that's definitely a problem because he's adding water and that's going to be cooking on Shabbos. Now, continuing on the next part of the Mishnah, antichi, afal bisha grufa, ain't shaisen umeno. This antichi, even though the coals were removed, one's not allowed to drink the water from it. And why is that? So Rav Chananya and Rav Yossi and Rav Acha Abba say b'shem Rav Yochanan, "Mibnei shimis chamemes mikasleo." That's because it gets warmed from its walls. Since the coals were underneath the water, everything is still very, very hot, even though the coals were removed, and this is an issue of atmana. Now, Rabban de Kesarin, lamano abez on top, quote Rav Huno, who says b'shem Rav, "im haisa grufo psucha mutter." If this antichi was not only garuf, the coals were removed, but also the top was open, so the heat was escaping, so then it's permitted to drink from it on Shabbos. And moving on to Halacha Dalin, the Mishnah tells us, "Mecham shepino," a hot water urn that was taken off of the fire, "lo yitin l'soichem mayim tzaynin v'shil sheichamu," one is not allowed to pour a little bit of cold water into it so that it could get heated up, and that's cooking, "avol noisin hu l'soichai," but he could put a lot of cold water into it so it just gets warm, or l'soicha kais, he could put cold water into a cup of boiling water, and this is kedei l'shiran, just to make them warm, and this is not going to be cooking them, and we'll explain why that is in the Gemara. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah, "Mecham shepino," "lo yitin l'soicha tzaynin v'chulu," so Rav Bab Barber and Rav Chiya Barba quotes Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yechanan, "lo yishanu el l'soicha kais, ha l'soichai lai." This that was taught, that we're allowed to take cold water and pour it into hot, is only if the hot water is in a cup. But one is not allowed to pour cold water directly into hot water urn. This is permitted because the water in the cup is a kli sheni already, and we're always make it with a kli sheni, but no pouring cold water into the hot water urn itself, because that's a kli rishain. However, Amar Ravmana, Ravmana says, "Kashai say kumi Rav Ba," I asked the following question from Rav Ba, "Leitan Rav Yechanan al Saifa," even though Rav Yechanan doesn't have the same girsa at the end of the Mishnah that we have, which says beferush l'soichai, that one's allowed to pour a lot of cold water directly into the urn, that still doesn't help not to have that girsa, because loy tani al resha b'shul sheichamu, doesn't the resha of the Mishnah say no pouring water into the hot water indirectly so that it should become hot, which is mashma just pouring a little bit of cold water into the hot water urn, that's definitely going to cook that little bit of water. But that's mashma halaf shiran loy, that there's no problem pouring a lot of cold water directly into the urn because that just makes them warm. In other words, Ramana's question is, just because Rabbi Yochanan didn't have our girsa, which allows pouring a lot of cold water into a hot urn, it still would be mutter based off of the ratio of the Mishnah, which tells us bishvil sheichamu, and that's mashma that if a lot of cold water is being poured in, it's mutter. And also, Asr Rabbar Kahana, Rabbar Kahana came and he said the Rochia Bar Ashi tells us b'shem Rav im l'chamamon asr, if one wants to pour a little bit of cold water to heat it up, and he's putting it directly into the urn and he wants to heat it up, so that's asr. Whereas im l'afshiron, if he's pouring a lot of cold water in and that's just going to make it warm, mutter, it's permitted. And so we have yet another source that shows us a lot of cold water directly into the urn would be fine. And Tani, we have a braisa, "nois an chamul sech tzaynin," one's allowed to pour hot water into cold, "aval loy tzaynin sech chamin," but not cold into hot, "kedivri Beis Shammai," that's according to Beis Shammai, because he holds tata'a gavar, that it's the lower thing, it's the one underneath, which is always stronger. So if you're going to pour cold into hot, the hot is the underneath, that's the tata'a, and that's going to overpower, if you will, the cold water and cook it, so therefore it's aser. However, Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, "bein chamul sech tzaynin, bein tzaynin sech chamin mutter," it doesn't make a difference hot into cold or cold into hot, it's totally fine. However, when is that said? Because that's only when he's pouring one type of water into another type of water, which is in a cup. Dainu, there's allowed to be hot water in a cup, that's a kli sheni, then you're allowed to pour cold water into it. Aval bambati, but if it's an abati, which is basically a kli rishon, cham nosach tzaynin mutter, only hot into cold is mutter, but tzaynin sach cham and usr, but cold into hot is usr. Now, Rav Shimon ben Menasya, that's the proper girsa, mater, he allows even cold water into hot in a kli rishon. Now, I say to Rav Kershim ben Menasya, Rav holds a Kershim ben Menasya, whereas Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan ben Uri, Rav Halachan holds like Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, and Tani Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri Omer, a brass that teaches us. Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri says, Memali hu adam chavas shomayim, a person can fill up a barrel or pitcher of water, v'noisan k'neged hamadura, and put it near a bonfire, loy b'shul shetecham, not so they could get hot, el b'shul shetavik tzinasa, rather so that it won't be so cold, meaning we'll just get warmed up a little bit. Furthermore, yard hu adam v'tayvel b'tzaynin, a person can go down and immerse himself in cold water, v'aylan come up, umeschamim k'neged hamadura, and warm himself near a bonfire. Divrei Rameir, it's Rameir says, v'acham ayson l'cham aser. Ask the Gemara, Yosam Rameir, it seems to be the Rameir saying good. Umatamad Rabbanon, why would the Rabbanon not allow this? Why can't a guy go near the bonfire to warm himself up? It's not like he's going to cook himself. He's obviously going to be careful of that. The answer is, Yeva Kamai Demar Reb Zeir B'Shem Rav Yehuda. This is like what Reb Zeir said in Rav Yehuda. Motor Lahashur Makam Shayad Shilates, V'Asr Lahashur Makam Shayna Yad Shilates. A person can take water or a dish and warm it up only by a place where the Yad is Shilat, where a person's hand still has control, meaning it's not going to be too hot for him, but he's not allowed to put it in a place where it's going to be too hot for him. And therefore, a person himself who just immersed in a cold mikvah or in a cold pool, even though he wants to warm himself, he can't get too close to the fire. Now the question is, afil makam she'ena yad shalates ad heichan, what does that mean, up until a place where a person's hand is shalat? And the answer is, Rabbi Pazi quotes Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yesi ben Chanina, ad she'en noisen yad l'saicha v'hi nichves. If a person's going to put his hand into this spot and it's going to get burned, then that's called ena yad shalates. But if it's not going to get burned, then it's yad shalates. That's what we call an halacha, and we see throughout Mishnah and Gemara as well, yad shalates. If the hand is going to recoil, if it's going to get burned from the heat, that's usur, but if it's not yad seledes, then it's mutter. The Gemara continues, hakoma de b'chli sheni shu mutter. Everyone agrees that when we're dealing with a kli sheni, it's mutter, meaning if a person wants to pour cold water into hot, if that hot water is in a kli sheni, no problem. The question is, ma ben kli risha and ma ben kli sheni, what's the difference between kli risha and kli sheni? So Rabbi Yaisi answers, kana yad seledes or kan ena yad seledes. A kli rishain is ena yad seledes. It's too hot, but a kli sheni already, everything's been cooled down because it's been transferred to second kli, as yad seledes, so it's permitted. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Kan v'kan, ena yad shalates. Both of them are ena yad shalates. We know many times you can pour boiling hot water from the kli rishon into kli sheni, and it's still boiling hot. Rather, we know it's a totally different answer. Lamed alef amud alef on top. Ela asu herchak l'kli rishon, v'lo asu herchak l'kli sheni. The chamim made a harchaka for kli rishon, and they didn't make a harchaka for kli sheni. Bishul, cooking, always happens in the kli rishon, because that's what's on the fire, and therefore they made a harchaka. The kli rishon is always a problem, but since cooking doesn't happen in a kli sheni, because it's a kli sheni, it's not the original kli that was used, there's no harchaka. And even if it's still boiling hot, we're making when it comes to kli sheni. And our Ramana says, Ahin pincha de urza mesei la'aba. This rice dish is a rye for my father. And Ahin pincha de grisa mesei la'aba. This bean dish is a rye for my father. Da'at mefani le min atar latar va'ad kedoin hu reseach. Because you can move it from one place to another, meaning you can transfer it from one kli to a different one, from kli risha to kli sheni, and it's still boiling hot. And so we see that something could still be boiling hot. Yad seledes by ena yad sheletes. From one kli to another, but still, it's a klisheni and we're makel. We're going to stop it for now. Pick up tomorrow with halacha. Hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.